You only get one life. Live it well. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have an inspiring message encouraging you to live each day to the fullest. Enjoy.
Someday isn't on the calendar. That's a very important lesson for all of us mortals here today. We're all taught that life is tough. Life's a bitch. Life is hard. But it's not. It's pretty easy, right? It's pretty easy to skate by and go through life, right? We wake up every day, most of us in the world, with a roof over our heads, a big comfy bed under our butts, fridge full of food, never have to worry about starvation or homelessness. We have friends and family that'll help us out when those things come. Those are the things that made life dangerous 100 years ago. Now we complain if life isn't convenient. This isn't a statement on modern society. This is a statement about motivation. Life is easy. It's easy to skate by. It doesn't even sound that bad. It's called skating. Skating is fun. Who doesn't love skating? I love skating. Who doesn't love skating? It's pretty easy to grow up, put your dreams aside, leave your passions behind, take a job that you don't even really mind. Raise some kids who will most likely be inspired to do the exact same thing. Go from point A to point B to point C until you end up at point Z, where you pass away and there's a line of people waiting to get up to tell everyone else who knew you what a good life you had. Nothing bad about that. Nothing wrong with that. But nothing great about it. Nothing inspiring about that. The awful truth is that life is easy. Living, truly living, chasing a dream and truly living is hard. Living is a bitch. Living is tough, especially when you switch it and you ask yourself, what am I dying to do? What is it that puts that fire in my heart? Answering that question isn't the end, though. That's really just the spark. Because once you get that fire burning, you need to feed it. You need to keep reminding yourself of putting new coals in there and reminding yourself every day about that goal. Because we've all taken up a hobby or a goal or a workout that we stop for just a couple days and then we never pick it up again. You need to constantly remind yourself that you're dying and that you're dying to do something. Because the minute you forget, life creeps right back in. And life is easy. Living, truly living, chasing a dream and truly living is hard. Living is a bitch.
He said, but imagine, if you will, being on your deathbed and standing around your bed, the ghost of the dreams, the ideas, the abilities, the talents given to you by life, but you, for whatever reason, you never pursued those dreams. You never acted on those ideas. You never used those gifts. You never used those talents. And there they are staring at you as you're lying on your bed with large, angry eyes saying, we came to you. Only you could have given us life. And now we must die with you forever. And the question is, if you died today, what dreams, what talents, what abilities, what gifts, what ideas would die with you? One minister out of Bahama said, the wealthiest place on the planet, it's not in the Far East where there's oil on the ground. It's not in South Africa where there are diamond mines. He said, the wealthiest place on the planet is the cemetery. There you see potential never realized. There you find books never written. There you find ideas never acted on. Maybe that's why Henry David Thoreau said, oh God, to reach the point of death, only to realize that you've never lived, only to realize that you've never scraped the surface of your potential. Let us say again, live full, die empty.
Look, I think the most important thing about running a company is to remember all the time what a company is. A company is simply a group of people, and as a leader of people, you have to be a great listener, and you have to be a great motivator, you have to be very good at praising and looking for the best in people. You know, people are no different from flowers. If you water flowers, they flourish. If you praise people, they flourish. And that's a critical attribute of a leader.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.